Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, I am too fast for these computers.
These old computers.
Old computers, man. Welcome to Black Seinfeld, y'all. This is the show about absolutely nothing. I go by the name of Psyche.
I go by Bashanissa.
And today is May 2nd. This is when we're recording. Happy Wednesday to you all. Happy May Days to everyone out there.
It's a good month.
It's the fifth month in 2018. Month. Yeah, because you're going to be turning 24.
Yep, Kobe.
You're getting old.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But don't worry, man. You're still looking good out here in these streets.
Of course. Looking fresher. 2018 is a different year.
You ain't riding. You ain't bumping like I'm bumping. You ain't know. You ain't fresh as I'm is.
That's classic.
Bow Wow.
That's like Bow Wow little Bow Wow transition to Big Bow Wow.
Yep.
Then after that, it's just Shad Moss.
Yeah.
It was a good year.
It was a good year. That year. How you holding up, man? Last week, y'all, we saw the Avengers Infinity War. I was delighted to see what happened. You know what I mean? Bastion was a little bit freaked out, though. It wasn't freaked out. He was just shocked.
Yeah. As I've been saying throughout the show, I'm more of a DC fan, DC right. background. That's where I started reading comics. So I kind of know where the big arcs and big eras and the big comic books for DC, like Flashpoint, that's going to be crazy if they ever release it. But what Marvel has done for these past 10 years just to get to that point, it's like, wow, this is very interesting. But we're definitely going to talk about that next week. We're going to give more people some time to get around it.
Yup.
So yeah, it was very painful.
It was beautiful
and interesting
because, man, yo, all of your favorite characters. Spoiler.
No. We're not even saying
my
anything.
Man Thanos came. This goes out to everyone saying for the past 10 years. Oh, Marvel, y'all don't have memorable villains. Nah. I'm going off right now. Marvel, y'all don't have memorable villains. All your villains is trash. Nah. I used to say, you watch till Thanos come in and take them Infinity Rings and messes up the game. You watch. You wait. And now here we are now, 10 years later, and everyone still, after Infinity Wars, is still messed up in the game because Thanos came in and he did what he's supposed to do. Wreak havoc on you hoes. Great. No. Gang.
Are you done?
I'm finished.
Okay.
That was beautiful. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. I just
shout,
had to point that
shout out to Black Twitter who are saying that Killmonger is a better villain than Thanos because he's more relatable.
I mean, you know what? I'm biased.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But we can't act like...
There's no basis of a villain. So I wouldn't agree with that comment.
But we can't act like he didn't make sense, though.
Who?
Thanos.
He did make sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Just that's what makes
sure.
a good villain.
Yeah. He makes you sense. have to make sure they make as much sense as a hero trying to do good, like they're trying to do good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's our thoughts so far, but we're definitely going to dive into it next week.
Next week, we're going to have a special guest. It's going to be our friend Daniel. He's going to be excited to talk about this. We're going to talk about this probably for the whole hour, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of dissecting to do within this movie, but... That's not what we're going to talk about today. It's just a brief little discussion of what we have planned for next week. This week, though, sorry, I need a little sip of this coffee because we're going to get into something
painful.
Painful.
And interesting.
Interesting.
Life-changing.
To be perfectly honest, Mike has just walked in the building. Sorry.
Also wearing shorts.
Because it's going to be 80 degrees later on.
Ridiculous.
How are you, sir? You good? Hold on. Let me just... Oh. How you doing, bruh?
I'm doing good, Black Seinfeld audience. How y'all doing?
Oh, this is great. We're just about to get started with our discussion.
Right into it.
Right into it. Kanye West, okay? Now, for those of you who've been listening since college, okay, we haven't really had a full discussion on Kanye. We've had little tiffs and little quarrels about some of his antics. Okay, this is you've seen when Bastion was a Kanye stan. He's a reform stan now.
You're tired.
He's a retired reformed stan, ladies and gentlemen. And as of now, I am very confused. I'm very hurt. This is like a bad breakup. I just don't understand Kanye. He's really breaking my heart with his actions, his words. I feel like he's just not thinking right now. And I used to agree with you, Bastion, when people used to be like, oh, I miss the old Kanye. But like, no, I don't miss the old Kanye. I like this Kanye. But due to recent events, I'm kind of on the I miss the old Kanye band. I understand. I get it.
To be honest, we're in the third Kanye era. And this is, I don't know anything about this era, the third Kanye era, because the first one will be the whole college dropout era. Trilogy. Then after that, it's the whole I'm going to do something completely different era, mm-hmm. you know. But I think that one kind of ends at Yeezus. Then we have The Life of Pablo, which is another era. Now we're in this one. So I think so this continues. Era. No, I think this one continues off four. The – you think it's four?
Yeah.
I think this kind of continues on The Life of Pablo, depending on the project he delivers. Because The Life of Pablo is when you start saying some ridiculous stuff. Because it was that tour where he had the breakdown.
Or he called it a breakthrough. And when this breakthrough or breakdown happened, he was off of the public eye for at least a year.
A year and a half,
right. And, you know, before that mental breakthrough, he had a meeting with the new president-elect, 45, which, you know, I disagreed with wholeheartedly because I felt like it shouldn't be our place to go meet with this man for his campaign that he ran on, because I made the argument that you didn't see like Desmond Duke and all these guys meeting up with Obama talking about how we should change the world and all that. So why do we have to do that when it comes to 45? And so that whole mental breakdown happened and he was gone. And so we actually called this when Ye was silent. We're like, yo, when Ye comes down from the mountains, he gonna have some fire. He gonna have some sort of music. And lo and behold, Ye came down from the mountains. He met up with Charlemagne. Charlemagne was saying that he talked to Kanye and he seemed like he was at such in a better state of mind. And when he first returned to Twitter, he said that, yo, I got some new music. You know, we got the new Push album. We got the new Cudi album. We got the Teyana Taylor album. So everyone.
Nas album. Nas album. I'm going
to
listen to it.
At that point, everyone was excited. I was excited. I was hype. You were hype. Mike was hype.
Facts.
Everyone in hip hop was hype for the return of Ye. Right or wrong?
You absolutely right, my brother.
All facts.
Okay. Now, it turned left.
No, turn right.
it turned down to the ground. Like, it just went.
Now, things changed, right? When, again, Kanye on Twitter, the first seed that dropped it, that sparked this off, was him endorsing or, you know, showing support to, that conservative chick,
Candace Owens, right?
Yes.
And that started to ring some alarms because Kanye said, you know, I support her freedom of speech of saying what she's saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, for those of you who do not know who Candace Owens is, she's a black conservative. She's a part of that whole new black conservative wave. And some of her rhetoric involves saying things such as, you know, black people, you're not oppressed anymore. Racism doesn't exist anymore. Get out of your slave mentality. But, and of course, that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because
it rubbed everyone the wrong way.
She's saying this. Meanwhile, black man is getting arrested at Starbucks for trespassing, and a black man is getting shot in his grandmother's backyard. So
on
what
his
do
cell
you,
phone.
Exactly. So her saying that comes off as ignorant, and let's be frank, it sounds very, like, Uncle Tom-ish, Coon-ish.
Clayton Bigsby-ish.
Clayton Bigsby-ish. And I honestly feel like she says these things and she's just uninformed, to be honest. Because how can you say that and then look at what's happening now?
I don't know. Probably their education is different. It's like you read different books. Or you focus on one point of view without looking at the other so you could compare and see which point of view you want to choose. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do that. Maybe they decided to choose the other point of view. You know, it's right now we're reaching in the era where we're in the internet age. We have a lot of information, but with that information comes responsibility. But at the same time, the sites that we're using isn't the best sites to get these information.
You're right.
I think I spoke about this before, how YouTube is one of those sites that has an algorithm. If you watch one thing, they'll present you, they'll recommend you another video closer to that topic. And that's not good at all. Mm-hmm. So let's say I'm looking for music and I'm looking for jazz. They're only going to give me jazz music. So the same thing for the flat earth theory. If you're looking at one, you're going to see them recommend you another 24 only talking about flat earth is real. What they're supposed to do is give you multiple opinions. And also our education, give us multiple books and sources, because I can't tell you any political books besides a history textbook on like just history lessons. So if we want to quickly jump, like slide into what Kanye said, he took a picture of one of his friends, Wes, saying how the Republicans freed the slaves, you know, in order to kind of back that, oh, you could be black and Republican today.
See, and that's the problem that I have, especially with Sahai coming out of his neck saying Martin Luther King was Republican. Everyone knows. See, I feel like, honestly, they're just watching Fox News and they're just getting their information from Fox News, because that's what people from Fox say all the time. Oh, Republicans freed the slaves. Republicans are this, Republicans are that.
You don't have to watch Fox News to know that. It's in the history books. But
absolutely,
you don't,
but it's the main argument
if you don't continue reading history where they kind of change their political sides.
Exactly. And I'm not going to say everyone knows this, but it should be widely known. I mean, they taught this in school that the Republicans
this basic fifth
then,
grade.
The Republicans back then are not the same Republicans now. Because back then, the Republicans were actually progressive.
Yes.
It's been documented that they were actually progressive. Yeah. And if Martin Luther King was a Republican, then the Republicans back at that time was definitely progressive. It shifted when that whole civil rights movement started. It definitely shifted. But I just feel like some people are saying certain things and they're not further explaining it. Like when Saha came out of his neck saying that Greece.
Yeah.
And that's what really hurts me about this whole situation. I feel like, you know, Kanye is one of a prominent like black figure in
he'll have his part in
for
textbook.
Us, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Especially in music and in rap. Like, he's done so much for the culture. He comes from a politically activist background from his parents. And of course his musical content, you know, it projects that. So having Kanye saying, oh, you know, I support what Candace Owens is saying. I support, you know, Donald Trump is my friend. Oh, dang, I actually said
no,
his name.
No, brother.
Yeah, 45 is my brother. I love him.
That's even worse than friend.
It makes me question, like, what?
Yeah.
What? It just doesn't compute with me. And I understand that he's on this whole free love thing and you know, we should love one another, but you could love someone but not endorse what he's saying. Feel me? Like, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Yay. I don't like you wearing a MAGA hat with Lior Cohen and whatever dude, the next guy. I forgot
his name, but he's the creator of Dilbert.
Okay, so the creator of Dilbert, you taking a picture with that hat on, that hat is just a symbolism now. It's sort of like the rebel flag, okay? You may not be down with everything he says, but guess what? A picture's worth 1,000 words. We don't know that. We don't know that in that picture. We just see you with the MAGA hat on.
Mike, want to have some input?
I'm like still in a state of shock that he's really doing this, because like you said, it's like four different Kanyes. Like, every time I think about Kanye, I think about the Kanye that I grew up on, college dropout Kanye, you know what I'm saying, rapping about the rights of us, of the black man, and black power, and now it's this, and like you said, with him rocking the MAGA hat, I'm like you said, a word, it's 1,000 words, like, you're just like, why are you wearing that? You're supposed to be with us. We picked you to be the voice of us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We picked you, and you doing that to us is just like kind of frustrating, because I used to buy all his albums when I was younger, and it's just like, wow, you're endorsing a man who wants to build a wall, who wants to ban Muslims from the country, who wants to try to get rid of like certain type of food stamps, and I'm just like, yo, like, come on. Like, most of the people who are...
Education system down even more.
Exactly. Most of the people who support you are people from those backgrounds. So, basically, you punching all of us in the face by doing this.
And not to mention, Kanye got to the position where he was at now is because of us. He was the people's champion, okay? He may not have said it, but, you know, the content in his music and the personality, we just like Ye, okay? We really like Ye. So when, you know, I have people asking me, like, yo, why are you so hurt by this? Why do you even care? It's because College Dropout came on, like, 04?
Fourth grade.
Yeah, exactly. We were in fourth grade. We was, like, 9 years old, mm-hmm. okay? So hearing that perspective of this guy who came out at a time where gangster rap was still prevalent and 50 Cent was taking over the world, here you have this different character right here wearing polos, acting very different, but yet he still had the same mesh and he was still conscious. He was sort of, Kanye's like us in a way. Yeah. We're not the most hood, we're not the most gangster, but guess what? We're still black and we still face the same issues.
And we're weirdos.
Exactly. So why he relates to us. Kanye West was like Tupac if he wasn't thugged out.
And we picked Kanye, and most people pick Kanye over 50.
Yes, Smash.
My thing is, we're having a hard time to like, oh, we should stop listening to Kanye. We should stop even looking into what he's trying to do in the future because we grew up on him. Like, if you're an older person, I think over the age of 35 at least, you know, you can't really talk down to you saying, oh, he's bad. He's been bad, been this. Like, we kind of grew up on him. You know, we could like go to the past and talk about all your favorite idols who, you know, if you watch a documentary, they find their wild problematic too. But we, like I said, it's just difficult right now. You know, we'll eventually get to that point, but that's my thoughts on that brief moment. But during the Charlamagne interview, which they released yesterday.
Hour and 45 minutes.
It's visually interesting. But this was taken like kind of two weeks ago,
which is why I told you when you watch the interview, okay, take it with a grain of salt because I'm a big Charlamagne fan. So, you know, he talked about the interview. Well, he sort of like he gave us a little preview of the interview on his podcast. And he said, yo, having a conversation with Kanye, he seems like he's in a great headspace right now. Okay. And I can't wait till for Kanye to start sharing his ideas to people because he doesn't seem like the Ye that had that breakthrough or that meltdown. You know what I mean? He seems like a more coherent Ye and he knows what he wants to do and people are going to love it.
I thought Charlamagne asked him the proper questions.
He definitely did.
And he was like, he wasn't attacking him.
Absolutely not.
Like the Charlamagne, you know, Breakfast Club way. It was more of like, why did you say this? And he kept bringing it back up every time Kanye didn't answer the question.
Right.
It's like, okay, you like Trump. It's like, oh, I don't like half the things Trump. Right. What about the half that you do like? And he said it in a weird way, which I assumed a long time ago when he was on stage and before the breakthrough thing, was that he likes Trump's campaign and that's it. You know, that's why I thought, because Trump is also a celebrity, Kanye's celebrity. Trump won as a celebrity, Kanye could win as celebrity.
See, yeah, and he said that, hey.
Win president, I mean, like, not, like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Ye has been saying that, you know, and I think I wrote this down before, having him as president makes me feel like I can do anything. And that's true for me, too, because I feel like I could be the next one coming up. Why? Because, hey. This guy with no experience could be president, so why can't I do something? But, see, the thing is, here's the difference. I don't condone anything he's done. And two, it feels like politically, Ye is just not aware. Because when Charlamagne asked him, like, yo, Ye, so, you know, 45's plans is to build this wall and take away and deport, you know, people that look like you. How do you feel about that? And it was a long pause. He's like, I don't have the answers to that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't think about it. Yeah. And that's my problem with Ye sometimes. It's like, he's just this Gemini. Kanye West is the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of hip-hop. Meaning, like, he has one face at one time, and then the next on a drop of a dime, he can just switch. And he just doesn't think. He just reacts. And that is, you know, the beauty and the downfall of Ye sometimes. It's just he just doesn't think. He doesn't understand. I feel like sometimes he doesn't understand the voice and the platform that he has and, you know, the power that the people gave him. And then he just comes out of his neck sometimes and he just says some foolery.
That's exactly what Ebro was saying.
Absolutely. I agree with Ebro. And I don't even like Ebro like that. And you know this.
Yeah. Like, it was... it was weird. It was funny. Then it was like, then you really think about it. It's like, no, this is disturbing.
Yes.
He took trolling to like the next level.
And that's another problem I have with him. I feel
he
like
took trolling to the next level.
I really feel like he's just doing this all for publicity.
I was gonna add that point. Time he drops an album, like around the time he drops an album,
he always does
something so people can pay attention to him.
With Yeezus, it was the whole marginalization of the fashion industry. With Pablo, we really remember that whole marketing thing for Pablo.
Yeah.
And then now with, I don't know what the album's gonna be called. It's this whole political stance
of loving one another,
yeah. And even though you know, I may not agree fully on this person, you know, I still love him. I still endorse him. I'll wear your hat.
Someone made a point saying it doesn't make sense for Kanye to do all this. We shouldn't think that this is a marketing ploy, because Kanye could have dropped an album any time of the day and it will go platinum.
Absolutely.
That's him. We all know that.
He could go the J. Cole route and just drop something.
Exactly. 1 week ahead of time. The Yeezus thing was a month before.
Right.
He said it, then he dropped and, you know, successful.
Yes.
The Life of Pablo, he did this whole streaming thing, but he had a bunch of problematic interviews like 3 months before then.
Yes.
So in this one, he's like, he's going around. Yeah, people are seeing him, but it's like I don't count this as a marketing thing. I count this as like you said, he's not thinking. He's going to places. It's weird because he said this in 2016 that he's thinking more. The second time Kanye went to Charlamagne in Power 105, mm-hmm. He said, "Oh, I'm gonna start thinking before I talk." And you can see in that interview he did think before he spoke.
Yes.
Now we're here where it's weird because 3 weeks ago with Charlamagne in Calabasas, he was thinking with Charlamagne. Now he goes on TMZ and he's just talking.
Oh,
you know, let's not get into TMZ yet. But
oh, yeah, the clip too.
We won't get that after in the second half. But someone like him, it's like you have to think before you talk, because if I don't think before I talk, I could say nonsense easily. You know, I've said nonsense before as a joking. But now you're not joking. People, every word you say, people take it.
Yeah, but you have a responsibility. Yeah, he has a responsibility.
He has more responsibility.
We have a responsibility, sort of, now.
Yeah, now we're on the air, mm-hmm. You know? So we kind of get it. But he has now he has 28 million people following on Twitter.
He did.
No, he does.
Oh, he got him back?
No, it's not.
It was more before.
It was.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Dude, it was 27 before. Now it's 28. He got more.
For real?
Because Twitter glitches all the time, especially when you deactivate and activate your account. It takes a while for all the tweets to come back.
No, I'm talking about...
No, that was the Twitter...
The 12 million... Nah.
That's not what happened. I'm telling you this right now. That's how it works when you activate and deactivate your account. If you go on the page, some tweets don't even show up, but they're on your timeline. You understand? That's kind of how Twitter works. It's just one big system.
Yeah, yeah.
But that never happened. The whole 12 million thing, that never happened.
So what, is that fake news?
It's not fake news. It on his page, it looked that it happened, but it's also just a website thing.
I mean, because I went on, you know, multiple platforms and I checked it. That's what I'm saying. There.
When you reactivate your Twitter, it takes time for it to recalibrate back. So if you go on the website now, you see 28 million.
But he never deactivated it, though.
Yeah, he did.
When?
Like 2 years ago.
Okay, but that was 2 years ago.
No, then he brought it back. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now.
But he was cold for a year and a half, so his Twitter was still up.
No, it wasn't.
It was deactivated. It wasn't existing.
It was never.
Oh, but he's saying it's 2 years ago, but I'm saying he was cold for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Understand what
almost 2 years. Yeah.
Sure. But what I'm telling you right now is it was deactivated. He just brought it up. If you could at Kanye, nothing will show. But now... I'm always on Twitter. I should know.
Okay, I'm gonna check it now.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna check it right now.
I think you.
Y'all talk.
So,
oh, Nas, you said we're gonna get into TMZ a little later. So, it's just weird, like what's going on, because I just think in 2005 when he did George Bush doesn't care about black people on live television after it happened with Katrina, and I'm just like, okay, he's the voice of us. He actually wants to say the stuff that we want to say, but he has the platform to say it.
Yeah. And I found it weird when Charlamagne asked him, "Does Trump care about black people?" He didn't answer immediately
because
he didn't answer the question. Anyways, I don't think he answered the question
because he knows he doesn't.
Yeah.
Because every time you see Donald Trump come to a certain neighborhood, that means he's kicking everybody out. Like, as a person from Harlem, like, when you see Donald Trump, when you hear Donald Trump buys a block, you know we all got to move out.
Yeah.
Because he, like, he literally takes it over. I just always think about him because I'm just thinking, like, this dude is a billionaire.
He's from Queens and he's racist from the get-go.
He's from Hill. He's from up above Hillside Avenue.
Wild.
You know what I'm saying? And then I remember his moms got robbed back in the 80s on Hillside, mm-hmm, near the F train. And the drug dealers got her purse back. That's ironic.
Oh, this is wild. All right. So Ye is finally filing. You're right, Bastion, by the way. 28.2 mm-hmm million. Mm-hmm. I apologize. But he's filing three people now.
Yeah.
His wife,
mm-hmm,
Emma Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Candace Owens.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm talking about here?
And that was what John Legend was saying. It's like, wait till Kanye understands what MAGA really is about.
Right.
But at the same time, that doesn't make any sense. Like, as someone so high up, you're so disconnected.
Right.
Then you're constantly talking about how everybody else is disconnected, but you're as disconnected as they are. Exactly. Just because you kind of make music with younger artists, that's cool. But at the same time, you're not with the people anymore. I hate listening to the song. We'll get that in the second half.
Okay.
But Saint Pablo, right?
Yeah,
that's a good song. That seems like he's explaining what he wants to do in the future, and it's a song that you could agree with. You know, I really like that song.
That's
like
a great way to end the album.
Yeah, great way to end the album. He's talking about, like, yays for the people. And, like, this is what he wants to do. He wants the outer body experience, you know? And when we're getting this new non-thinking, all-emotional, verbaling nonsense yay, it's just like, I don't know what to think anymore.
And then the thing about Obama, when he said Obama is from Chicago and he ain't do nothing for 8 years, I'm just looking at Kanye like, you know that he came after Bush, right? When Bush was the president, you know what I'm saying? The recession was going on in the war. So it's hard to, like, just save the whole country in that time after what Bush destroyed. He tried his best. You know what I'm saying? It was hard. And plus Congress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We also got to promote the fact that we need to do mid-elections, too. So it's not just all on Obama. Like, Obama is basically, like, a point guard with no jump shooters.
Well,
like, when he was president.
I have a different perspective on that. Like, if you're commenting on Obama, then you got to comment on everything he did. But you also have to comment on what Trump did.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to comment on like Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton. Like, you got to go all deep.
Exactly.
Because I could comment on all of them.
Absolutely.
I could comment on all of them telling why I don't like any of them. You
absolutely
understand?
Facts.
And I will say
but
this.
But you can't say,
With that line, I apologize. But with those presidents, Obama was the president with the most filibusters in history.
Yeah.
So the progress he was trying to make, he just couldn't because, you know, we have Republicans having 10-hour, 11-hour long filibusters trying to stop it.
Yeah.
And it's the half of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys you're enjoying this yay discussion. Song of the Week is a very appropriate song. And Bastion picked this out. It is the Gnarls Barkley classic.
It was initially supposed to be Traveling Man.
With Mos Def.
With Mos
you
Def.
Really love Mos Def.
Traveling Man.
Who's that? Who's Mos Def?
Oh, Yasiin Bey.
But this one's Mos Def, right?
Got you.
But we will be right back with Gnarls Barkley. Crazy. This is Black Seinfeld, ladies and gentlemen. Show about nothing. We'll be back.
I remember when I lost my without care. Yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Probably.
That's my only advice. Come on now, who do you, who do you, who do you, who do you think you are? Bless your soul. You really think you're in control?
Gentlemen, welcome back to Black Seinfeld, the show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And that was Gnarls Barkley with Crazy. Funny thing about CeeLo Green, really quick, before we get back into this Kanye discussion. I remember that he came into Five Guys one time, and no one wanted to talk about CeeLo. No one wanted to talk to CeeLo. No one really cared. And I felt that was pretty wrong. I was one of the people that didn't care either, but I'm just saying, now looking back on it, it's kind of messed up. CeeLo's done a lot.
He's been in this game for over 20 years.
Shouts out to Goody Mob.
Goody Mob, legends, the Dungeon family. Yeah. You know, shout out to Outkast. They put in Land on the map. So.
Yeah, but I just remember, like, I didn't care that CeeLo was there. I really didn't care. No one cared. Sorry, CeeLo. I respect you. Oh, yeah, I remember we were at Afropunk 2 Bash, and you remember that? And CeeLo was performing, and we didn't care he was performing.
It was Afropunk?
That was Afropunk 2, man.
Hmm.
Like, he started to play Forget You, and then he cut it off.
Okay, I've seen CeeLo 3 times, but I never stopped and listened to him. I just kept walking.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I think
maybe he's very talented.
He was super talented. He had a band with him in the whole nine, but, like, we just stopped. We looked for, like,
GovBall, too.
See, we just stopped. We looked at him for like 5 seconds, like, oh, that's CeeLo. And then we just left. And I think Tyler was getting ready to start.
Oh, that's probably why y'all didn't care.
Yeah, but even, yeah. Sorry, CeeLo.
We wanted punk.
But welcome back to Black Seinfeld.
Not soul.
Yes. Welcome back to Black Seinfeld, ladies and gentlemen.
Soul is punk.
Just in case if you do not know, you should know that we are available on a lot of streaming platforms now. We're available on iTunes, so please subscribe. We are now available on Spotify, so check us out on Spotify. Follow us, okay?
So get your friend's phone, click the Spotify app, and type in Black Sign. Then you'll see it. Then click, you know, click the logo.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of social media comments now on the IG saying, you know, you guys have great content. It's a shame that, you know, there you don't have that much listens or follows. I'm like, I appreciate you for saying that, my homie. So if you feel that way, if you like the content, share it with the youth. That's fair to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Just share. If you have an iPhone, you have that recording thing, just do it. Yeah. I know that's extremely popular right now.
Yeah. Share it with the youth, them. But thank you for tuning in to Black Seinfeld.
Thank you.
Now, if you are just tuning in with us, we are having the conversation of Kanye West. Yes, the yay. If we're trying to give you a summary right now of what's happening is Kanye's off his rocker again, but he has pushed a little bit too far this time, and the black community is hurt.
Way hurt.
Way hurt.
I think the average Kanye fan is hurt. Like, if you listen,
that's the problem with these yay stands.
Yeah. So the average, no. Also, like, the stands, they're not defending him too. You understand? The stands are done. There's only so much. Like, I quit being a stan in, like, 2014.
And I was happy.
You know, it's like there's nothing you could even defend with most of the wild things he's doing. Mm-hmm. But one thing I do want to bring up is, like, he is still a futurist. Yeah. So for him, his ideas, and it's weird, too, because time and time he's right in, like, the art form. But I don't know. No, I do know. He's not right in the political form.
He's because, just not thinking.
Because all these ideas he's saying, someone already had it. Yeah. Someone already wrote a book explaining why it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So someone should just like I don't know, take him away. No, let the albums drop first. Then send him away and lock him in the library with all these books so he could come back 10 years from now with a PhD in political science. Then he can run for president. I mean, like, I need a whole 15 years.
I want to piggyback off of what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, he feels like, you know, he's doing something innovative with this whole free thought thing, which free thought is something that's always been around. It's nothing new or revolutionary.
What's free thought?
Free, like, his definition of free thought is going, to me, what his definition is going against the grain, right?
Yeah.
That's what Ye does. Agree. He intentionally goes against the grain, which means, okay, hey, everyone wants to endorse Hillary Clinton. You know what? I'm going to endorse Trump. Or, hey, you know, everyone wants to endorse Obama. I'm going to tell Obama I'm from Chicago and you better watch what he's saying. Now, I will say this. You have the opinion to say that, but there's also repercussions to your opinion. And when you have certain opinions that you may not feel 100% about the philosophies that a person may have, but once you endorse a person, that means you're adopting everything. Sorry. That's just how it is.
I was just going to say, like, I agree when he's talking about free thought. Don't just believe in something or follow something because everyone else is doing it. Be a leader.
Right.
You read, do your own information.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being informative and just being plain out ignorant. Stupid. Yeah. Being plain out stupid.
He's being ignorant.
Like, just because, I mean, there's a lot of things. I didn't agree with a lot of things Hillary did. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely wasn't going to go for Trump because Hillary wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
Bash and I didn't vote for either of them.
You know.
We didn't vote for either.
Exactly. A lot of people our age felt the same way that y'all felt. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And that whole, like, lesser of two evil is just such a loser mentality to me because guess what? You're still choosing evil at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You have you don't have to choose the lesser of two evils because I went with Jill Stein. Haha, yeah. Suck it.
So for every...
I rocked with Jill Stein.
So for every, like, 100 ideas that kind of comes bad or 100 kind of ideas, just, like, one that kind of made it through. Like, the whole, we shouldn't have two political parties. Like, yeah, but there's other ways you could explain that.
Right.
You know, that's my problem with Ye. It's like he's going at it all wrong. If he's gaining information while he's trying to run, that doesn't make any sense. Because that's what he's doing. Like, I brought up the whole thing with the Republicans and freeing the slaves and everything.
Of course.
Like, you see him screenshotting a text from, like, everybody else, from Talib Kweli to John Legend. And I was like, what's going on? And so let's kind of transition to talking about the second single. We don't have to talk about the first one, which was funny.
I'm not talking about Shoobity Doo Pop Poop Poop Poop.
Because he was trolling Ebro.
Of course.
But he had to share it with us. He should have just kept it
just
with
give
Ebro.
It to Ebro, right.
You know. But
Ye versus the people.
Ye versus the people.
And the people is being represented by Mr. T.I., who, ironically enough, Mike and I, we were watching the beef series. And we were watching T.I. versus Lil Flip.
Yes.
just cuz.
Yes. In an ironic Ye versus the people.
Was that when I sent it to you to check it out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I saw it and it's like, oh, this is tight because I like these whole, like, cuts when the rapper and producer are, like, working together. Because it's kind of interesting. Like, oh, I can do this in my house. And you see the argument that they're having, and I'm just really focused on everything T.I. is saying. One, he's extremely articulate.
Absolutely.
It's like
he grew from that wild guy that we knew from the South, bro.
Yeah. So I just find it funny that every time T.I. talks, he pauses, says a big word, and then moves on.
Yeah. I remember Tip was like, yo, so why do you like this guy, eh?
Yeah.
Why do you?
So from there, it's like, it seemed like the conversation was much longer than that.
Of course.
But the idea was to have a song about it. And that's what is very painful. Because if Kanye knows that he's saying wrong things, why even have Tip as the people?
And that's why I'm saying that I feel like he knows what he's doing. And I feel like it's all marketing. That's why I felt like it was all marketing to me. Because it's like what you're saying. He knows what he's saying. It's just stirring up controversy. And I feel like he's just doing it because it's just wilding up controversy. And I felt like, you know, it's a reflection on who he married.
Because
that's just me.
Nah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. I feel like that.
Because what his wife is doing, they're like, they're marketing geniuses. They always find a way to make relevancy with the stuff that they do.
Let's be funky bashing. All publicity in that camp is good publicity. You know that.
Well,
she gave top to Ray J. She's a multimillionaire.
You definitely know that's not what happened. Like, why they became millionaires off that.
Right, but I'm saying the mom was a great marketer, was she not?
Sure, but I don't even want to defend that.
She flipped it, was it not?
I don't even want to talk about the marketing. Let's get back into the song.
She even said it herself. Hold on. We're going to get back to the song. She even said it herself. You know what? I wasn't even aware about black issues until I had kids of my own. Meanwhile, she's been married to the black man before, prior to Ye, and she's also dated how many celebrities that are black? How many?
You know, so black celebrities aren't the same as like normal you and me black people. You know what I mean?
But they've come from that. And but they've come yeah, from that. They come though. From that's that. The thing.
So that's another thing. Is like the black celebrities on top. Do they not talk about the issues, or they're so disconnected that they don't want to talk about it anymore? Hence the whole OJ. You said Ray J, so I'm thinking about the whole OJ. Like, I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Okay.
So from there, Kanye allowing Tip to be the people. That means he allowed, and also Tip had more bars than Kanye in this one.
Of course.
So he had a lot to say.
Right.
He's like, why would you do this? This is your political agenda. It's like, you know, everybody's listening to you. Mm-hmm. And even when John Legend texts him, it's like, hey, you know, what do you know what you're saying? You're going to offend a lot of people. He said, you know, you're saying that kind of holding me back. It's like you're putting me in a lock. And like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm really confused. And also, not like worried because he's not my friend or anything, but it's like,
this but we want him to be.
Yeah. So it's like, we expect him to do much better.
Exactly. And I was angry with like the first minute of the song. I told you this, and it was a bar specifically saying, you know, I took the MAGA hat and I gave an empathy. Like, what are you, like, he just sounds so delusional then. I'm like, what are you saying?
So let me comment on that. I don't agree with it.
Okay.
He tried this before with the Confederate flag during the Jesus era.
Mm-hmm.
So what his idea is, I kind of explained this to my pops, it's like the swastika, they changed the symbol, right, in order to make it for the Nazis, and before it was something completely different.
Hinduism. Yeah, it was a Hindu symbol.
And like, it's been there for like thousands of years.
Absolutely.
And went through that, now it just means like cruelty. It's the worst thing ever.
Right.
So what he wanted to do is use that same energy but turn something negative positive.
Mm-hmm.
But in this day and age, it just can't work. It
can't work because of everything that is symbolized so far. It just can't.
It won't work in the next night. You know, he needs over a trillion people to kind of allow it to work. But guess what? It can't work.
Yes.
It'll work in 20,000 years from now, you know, if we're still on Earth. But it just can't work tomorrow. Yay. And that's my problem with him, because he wore the hat. And the hat has such a hard symbol that nobody could walk around with a red hat anymore.
Yeah.
Without people.
And white, in a white font.
In a white font, because people will look at it first. I think it's interesting when they change the meaning. It says to make America great again, make hip hop great again. That's cool.
Yeah.
But you're going to look at the hat.
Of course, absolutely.
To see if this person is a Trump supporter. Because I've seen two MAGA hats in my lifetime. And
I've seen a lot.
Yeah, okay. So, you know what I mean? That's my thoughts on it. Because he's trying to change the symbol. And it's like, no, it's, first of all, it's too early in the line to do that. You have to wait another 300 years to try to do that.
In the song, he doesn't say, I'm trying to do that. He's saying, I did it.
Like, it's like, no.
No, you didn't, Ye.
No, you didn't. We still don't like that hat. We still not going to rock with that hat. It's just
and
like,
you know better,
and Ye. That saying, we're not going to rock with it because it's an ignorant statement at the end of the day. Make America great again. The dude is separating America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't making it great again. He's a billionaire. Like, he's not putting money into Brownsville. He's not putting money into East New York. He's not putting money into East Harlem or West Harlem.
Exactly.
He's just talking crazy.
And the thing is, you know, that Charlamagne interview, Bastian, you said, you know, coming out of that, you're like, you know what? I got some hope with Ye. It's kind of inspirational. But I did tell you, look, take that with a grain of salt. That came out. That was recorded 2 weeks ago when everyone loved Ye.
3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And then at a drop of a dime, he showed up to TMZ. And this made you finally like, you know what?
With Candace Owens.
Yep. And this made you go, you know what? We can actually, I actually want to talk about this now because I don't know what Kanye is doing. So we're going to play the clip for you. We'll be right back with our final thoughts and we're going to wrap the show up. All right. All righty.
Don't necessarily understand what happened last week with the Great Make America Great Again hat. What are you trying to do with the message you're sending?
Well, it was really just my subconscious. It was a feeling I had, you know, like people were taught how to think. We're taught how to feel. We don't know how to think for ourselves. We don't know how to feel for ourselves. People say feel free, but they don't really want us to feel free. And I felt a freedom in, first of all, just doing something that everybody tells you not to do. I just love Trump. That's my boy. Like, you know, it's like so many rappers. You look at a video of Snoop Dogg loving Trump, but then he get in the office and now they don't love him. Like, Trump is one of rap's favorite people, no, right?
But we talk about this, that before he was elected president, people in hip-hop, it was an in thing to put Donald Trump in your rhyme somewhere.
Yeah. And by the way, I am in hip-hop, but I'm not just in hip-hop. I'm a black person in a black community, but I'm not just that. I feel like one thing is people try to minimize me to artists, hip-hop, black community. Yeah, I'm always going to represent that, but I also represent the world. When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery, Holocaust Jews, slavery is blacks. So prison is something that unites us as one race, blacks and whites being one race, that we're one, we're the human race.
Do you feel that I'm feeling, do you feel that I'm being free and I'm thinking free?
I actually don't think you're thinking anything. I think what you're doing right now is actually the absence of thought. And the reason why I feel like that
is because Kanye, you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to believe whatever you want. But there is fact and real world, real life consequence behind everything that you just said. And while you are making music and being an artist and living the life that you've earned by being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives. We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Frankly, I'm disappointed, I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real.
That was Van Lathan of TMZ speaking 100% facts. 100% facts.
That's Charlamagne's boy.
Charlamagne's one of his good friends as well. And that clip just says it all right there. Ye is not thinking. He's just reacting. Yeah. And that's the problem with Ye. That's why I'm saying, once again, he's the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of hip-hop.
Yes. I said it like a couple minutes ago. It's like, I understand what he's saying, but it's all about delivery.
Slavery was a choice.
It's all about delivery.
Come on, yay.
It's all about delivery. Like, I understand that he's saying that we shouldn't follow what people say. We should look into the information ourselves. But using this man is a terrible, terrible example of being a leader and thinking for yourself. Like, there's other activists and other people in this world that you can look to as a source for that.
Not even that. It's like, don't do it by yourself. There's other people that all their lives is being them being activists. Yeah. And you're just starting. You're not even an activist. I don't even know what you're trying to do politically. You know?
He doesn't even know.
So that's what makes it worse. He's just going around talking, trying to get ideas out, and eventually come to the proper consensus. Yeah. Is that what he was trying to do? He's doing it the wrong way.
He basically has a blindfold and is just throwing darts at the wall and seeing which one sticks. And whatever one sticks, that's the one he's going to rock with. So
he knows what sticks. Let's stick to it. He's just trying to do new things because it's just the need to be different.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like you don't have to be a contrarian just to stay in the news, or you don't have to be a contrarian just to keep your name out there. Like, it's okay to agree with certain things. Yeah, like, it's okay to have similar thought to people. Like, you don't have to compromise yourself and just sort of Kanye yourself in a situation where you may not be able to get out of.
All right, so these are our final thoughts. My last thought for
this
whole...
What are you going to listen to the album?
Huh?
Are you... That's the final... Are you going to listen to the album?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of hip-hop, so I'm going to listen to
To all five albums that he's produced.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to the Pusher album. I'm going to listen to the Ye album on your phone.
All right.
I'm going to listen to the Cudi Ye album on your phone. Listening to Teyana Taylor, I'm listening to Nas.
All right.
I'm Ye, definitely going to listen to Nas.
Final thoughts of this hour.
This is all tomfoolery. This is nonsense. Everything. There's like books about this.
He's
a futurist, but you're not. There's no future in this. So
think presently, right now, Ye, because presently, yeah, it's a rocker. And we're saying this out of love, okay? From the we love you, Ye.
From the youth.
Just stop. Just stop and think, okay? Stop with your whole freaked off philosophy and just sit down and actually think about what you're saying, okay? Because we put you in a position to represent the people, and right now you're not the people's champion. You're the people's chump, okay? And that's how I feel, and that's how I'm giving it up, man. Anything else you want to say, Mike, before we head out?
Kanye, I'm disappointed, man. We got to do better, my brother.
And with that, man, this is Black Seinfeld. This has been the show about nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you all for tuning in once again. If you appreciate this show, you know, share it with the youth, okay? Don't just take this all by yourself, all right?
So, yeah, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Black Seinfeld NY. You want to email us in the contact, blackseinfeldny@gmail.com.
Get ready for the next week's show, Infinity Wars, for the whole hour. We're gonna get into that. And until next time, enjoy the weather. Black Seinfeld, peace.
Peace.